She's an extremely deft, intuitive actor. I spent 7 years with Jenna on the show, and the quality of her work never wavered. I also admired her professionalism. She always knew her lines, was always on time, was a great ensemble player, and her hygiene was impeccable. I'm looking at you, Rainn Wilson. Wait. Seriously? Seriously. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Continuing. This book is an excellent reflection of Jenna's talent, her work habits, and her dedication to acting. Reading this book was, in many ways, like retracing my own career path, although, unlike Jenna, I did briefly dabble in the sex industry. I'd like to hear more about that. She relates lots of good advice, from choosing headshots to finding an agent to preparing for an audition. Nuts and bolts stuff that every actor has to learn at some point. She also examines the psychological and emotional toll that the journey can take. Facing rejection, accepting failure, and keeping a positive mental attitude are covered in a very frank, honest way. I completely related to Jenna's personal journey. Crappy apartments, inventive low-cost food options. Mine was rigatoni with Prego. And the ever-present skepticism of friends and family. I still remember the bemused and slightly pitying looks I received at my 25th high school reunion. I told my old classmates that I'd just co-written and starred in a movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin. There is a certain resolve that a person must have to persist at something that seems intangible at times. Jenna's book gives a roadmap for navigating the road that every actor has to take. I just want to say that that's just a weak sentence. The book gives a roadmap for navigating the road that every actor has to take. Seriously? Repetitive. Okay, continuing. I wish that I had this book when I was starting out. Perhaps I would have made something out of myself. In all honesty, it would have made life a lot easier. Is that it? Where's the rest of it? Wait, that's it? Are you kidding me? That's it. I came all the way. Okay. I just want to say to this recording studio, whoever you are, the producers, the sound engineer, and to Ms. Jenna Fisher, that this is complete and total bullshit.
For Lee, Weston, and Harper. Introduction. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. When you grow up in a place like St. Louis, saying you want to be a professional actor is the equivalent of saying you want to be a professional surfer. Not very realistic. But apparently, no one ever told me, because as early as I can remember, I had big dreams of being an actor. In grade school, I got my start when I played Toto in The Wizard of Oz. In case you're not familiar with the story, Toto is the dog that belongs to the lead character, Dorothy. It was a role that nobody else wanted. I guess the other kids couldn't find the value in playing the dog. But I didn't care. I liked dogs. Sure, I didn't have any lines, but I had lots of stage time. See, Toto was on stage every time Dorothy was on stage, and Dorothy was the lead. So I was always right next to the lead. I did funny little dances with the Munchkins and barked at the Wicked Witch. Who needs lines when you can ham it up as the spunky sidekick? Then in high school, I played Fiddler in the musical Fiddler on the Roof. This was another role that no one else really wanted. But hey, my character opened and closed the play up on that roof. And without the Fiddler, it would just be called The Roof. At some point in my formative years, it dawned on me that an acting career wouldn't happen in St. Louis. There were only a handful of movies filmed there during my entire childhood. Among them, American Flyers, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and, for you trivia buffs, Escape from New York. But the idea of moving from St. Louis to Los Angeles, La La Land, or New York, the city of broken dreams, was daunting and scary. Hollywood in particular seemed like a million miles away, almost like another country with its own customs and currency. And if I was able to somehow get to Tinseltown, how would I even begin to break into show business? I didn't know anyone. No fancy connections. No idea how the business worked. I'd heard stories of girls being discovered at the mall. Did that mean I should go shopping more often? I'd heard that most movie stars had that special it quality,